What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Hagopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Hagopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, as you well know, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. If your finances, if your household finances, your personal finances, your business finances are feeling the pinch of this flatlined economy, you're in the right place and you're not alone. Thanks for hanging out. From our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello. Cheers to you, sir, as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. Today we're going with a hazelnut roast, something like that. Darn good. Mighty excellent. So last week, no, what was it? It was 2 weeks ago. We had on our favorite movie critic, Ben Lyons. He is a riot. I adore him. He was talking a lot about the summertime movies that are out, all the huge blockbusters. I'm looking forward to them too. I think it's going to be awesome. I love going to the movies. Got a lot of emails from people talking about the ridiculous price of movies these days. I don't go to a lot of movies. I would love to. My husband's working a lot of hours. I'm home with the kids with a lot of hours. The days just fly by and we don't get ourselves to the movies. I am stuck in some sort of a 70s time warp because when I finally do get to the movies, it's crazy town. It is absolutely nuts how much people are asking to go to the movies. Two adults, two kids, easily around my neck of the woods, $15 a person for the adults, about $10 per person for the kids, and that is before you even get to the snack bar, which is my reason for living once I get in there. Okay, the snack bar, you got to go to the snack bar. So by the time we were done, we recently went to go see the Disney Pixar movie Inside Out. It was adorable. Thumbs up. It was fantastic. It was charming. Disney Pixar hit another one out of the park. I absolutely love it. Little expensive to get in there, though. By the time you even walk into the theater to get your seat, today's family is spending $100, which is not my idea of frugal. It's not really my idea of money brilliantly spent, okay? Yeah, you want your family to enjoy a good time. You want to have some fun with them. They are all working hard. The kids are out for a well-deserved summer break. $100 for the movies? $100 for 2 hours of pleasure? For just 2 hours of entertainment? It was really something. It kind of got me thinking. Apparently, it got a lot of other people thinking, too, because they're saying, what's with, you know, recommending all these movies for people when it costs $100 to go out? Long story short, we started talking about home theater systems. This is something that apparently is taking off like wildfire. I live in a 100-year-old house. I adore my Victorian house. It is so much fun. It fits me like a glove. I'm hearing from people who are having their homes redone. Maybe there's stuff that needs to be redone to make it more economical. Maybe it's maybe saving heat, saving cool, you know, saving utilities, putting in some insulation, adding a new addition on. In this day and age, people can't really sell their houses as well as they'd like, so they're just improving the houses that they're in. A lot of stuff going on in people's houses. One of the biggest things I'm finding out after checking with my local home improvement center, one of the biggest things I'm hearing about is people putting in home theaters. This intrigued the heck out of me. I just grinned ear to ear. This is so much fun. This is one of those bold endeavors that I kind of think everybody should think about. We all adore our entertainment. We all love sitting down with our family after the end of a hard day's work or a hard day's whatever, and just relaxing with people. Now, already, the big screens of today on most people's family room tables are kind of absurd. So a part of me says, do we really need a room with an even bigger screen to take care of this? I think the idea here that we're going to go over today is that you can have a fantastic, over-the-top entertainment room in which you can thoroughly enjoy all the wonderful different movies of the summer and even your favorite shows, favorite whatever. But my idea here is to put together, just in your head, get thinking about a way you can put together a fantastic movie screening room for a fraction of what people are spending today. Because as much as I am delighted by the concept of this new sort of thinking, going out and getting yourself a media room, when I hear about the price tag of these rooms, we're talking about $10,000 for a media room. I'm not kidding. $10,000 people are paying a designer or a professional carpenter or some sort of a media room specialist. They are out there. Okay, you can Google it, find one in your town pretty easily. A media room specialist who will come to your home and determine exactly what sort of incredibly expensive machinery you need to put in your media set. This is not what I'm going for. I'm going for a media room that is just as much incredible fun to have a fantastic movie day with friends. The guys can have the guys over. The women can have the women over for a great little ladies' night. You can have incredible birthday parties for a fraction of the price of going out to a movie theater. You can have kids' play dates for the summer in the house. There are 1,000 different applications for putting together a somewhat sophisticated media room, but without the $10,000, $15,000 price tag I'm hearing from some people. So when I started to put the word out about this, got a phenomenal amount of responses as usual. I absolutely love our listeners. One of them was, I got to pull this up and I got to say this correctly, how to build a home movie theater on a budget by Jason Steele. Okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm pretty impressed. Jason Steele put together this, just Google this, how to build a home movie theater room on a budget by Jason Steele. This was sent in by a listener with WCHE here in Philadelphia. I love this. And it talks about when he was living in a high-rise condo. He had a simple television, decent sound system, nothing special. After he got married, his wife and he moved to a single-family home and wanted to take the opportunity to create a truly remarkable media room in their basement. Now, I mention this story specifically because they had no experience, just like you and I, and they made it amazing. Get on their site, take a look at it, see the before and after pictures, and here's the rundown of how they did this. They'd already spent plenty of money renovating their, 70-year-old house, so they had very little left over for a state-of-the-art movie room. Okay? Sound familiar? Sound anything like you? Yeah, me too. However, if you want to take, if you want to save huge amounts of money by taking the project on yourself, consider these five key elements of creating your media room and the ways to exceed expectations without exceeding your budget. This guy is so talking my language. Number one, not surprisingly, acoustics. Picture the room that you're going to make your media movie room out of, okay? And then think about the acoustics of it. Have you ever noticed how the high-end audio stores always demonstrate their speakers in a special room? There's a reason for this, okay? It's no trade secret. The acoustics of the room have about as much to do with your sound quality as the speakers themselves. Here's the great part. It's not hard to improve your acoustics tremendously in your room. When you keep acoustics in mind for your room design, you can help contain sounds and minimize the penetration of outside noises. You just build a space that absorbs sound rather than reflecting it or transmitting it, okay? You just build it. You don't even have to build the room. You simply make sure the room, you accommodize it so that it can absorb sound rather than reflecting it. And this is very simple to do. This doesn't take a lot of work. The key to fantastic sound is how you cover the space top to bottom. Start with the ceiling. Not hard. Apparently, acoustic tiles are the ideal surface for your room ceiling. Say you're even talking about a room in the basement or a space in your basement that's currently not even being used. This could be the perfect space for it. If you have always been thinking about making over your family room, okay, this could be the time to think about adding some touches that make it a perfect hybrid family room / media movie theater room, okay? Acoustic tiles are the ideal surface for your room ceiling. Very easy to get. When you visit any movie theater, you'll notice their ceilings are covered with fiberglass panels, kind of like the ones in the drop ceilings you see in most offices. Fortunately, using these types of drop systems, least expensive way to cover an unfinished ceiling. If you have ceilings right now that you're thinking about covering up, this is what you want to try. If you're like me and you're sitting here in your Victorian with the family room, and you're perfectly happy with your, you know, cemented in ceiling. It's plaster. We've got a plaster ceiling. I don't care if it's not that acoustic. I'm not changing up the ceiling in my house just to make it more accommodating for movies. If you are on that edge where you love your movies and you're currently making some changes in your house, think about doing it top to bottom with the ceiling. Why not? A lot of people recommend it. Now, because of the low ceilings in this guy's basement, he had to remove the existing ceiling first. I am not doing anything close to that to make my family room more appealing for movies. If you are into that kind of mode, however, you are not alone. There are a lot of people out there who are making it this unbelievable project to make it perfect from top to bottom. And if you have to do some ceiling work, go right ahead. Here's the best part. Ceilings are not that hard to do. They can be a little tough on the arms, but they're not hard to do. Trust yourself. Trust your abilities. Check out everything you need to with the Home Improvement Center and connect with people who know how to do it so they can coach you and counsel you on how to do it. But it's pretty straightforward work. Okay, with this guy, packing in a second layer on his ceiling really helped to contain the sound. What he means by this, he put in the drop ceilings. He put in two layers of insulation. I think that he did this in his basement, which is perfect. The basements are perfect for the drop ceilings. Very easy to put in the additional insulation. It's perfect. Two layers of insulation, he says, won't retain much more heat than one, but packing in that second layer really helped to contain the sound. All right, so again, he's taking a space in his basement, which, you know, is not going to be that great for acoustics for a movie. And he's packing in the ceiling, and we're going to hear a little bit in just a bit about how he's going to do the rest of the room for a fraction of the $10,000 to $15,000 price tag that a lot of home theater systems are packing these days. It's unbelievable. If you're interested in doing some sort of a home movie theater system in your house, fabulously brag-worthy but on a great budget, stay tuned. We're about to go over some of the best tips yet right after this.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail. Retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show, dedicating today's show to helping you make your home movie theater dreams a reality. I used to think this was kind of crazy, putting in these movie theaters into people's homes, especially with the price tag, $10,000, $15,000. And that literally is just an average, meaning that half the people doing this are spending more than that, which kind of makes this little vein stick out between my eyebrows. However, took a deep breath. Also, went to a movie a couple of weeks ago in which I spent more than $100 for my family of four before we even set foot into the movie theater and sat down in our seats. Between the tickets and the very small amount of snacks, spent $100. This is insane. When I was a kid, okay, forget it. Every time I say when I was a kid, I sound like an old lady. But you have to be there with me, regardless of your age. I don't care if you're anywhere between 10 and 110. The price of movies today, little cray cray. And I think they got to kind of stop and just do, I don't know what, get a little reality check. Because the more I'm looking, the more I realize you can recreate a fantastic movie theater in your own home for a fraction of what they're offering today. And when you realize what you're spending in movie theaters and you kind of extrapolate that out, if you can do a home movie theater for, say, a fraction of the average, maybe, say, a couple grand or even less than that, you are recouping your cost almost immediately over the course of 1 year if you and your family are real movie lovers. I love watching movies with my kids. I have a serious difficulty enjoying the movie, though, however, if I've just shelled out $100 before I even see the opening credits. If I can do this at home and enjoy the time with my kids, spend less time in the car, all this other stuff, have wonderful, amazing snacks that are just as good as that behind the, you know, the little snack bar at the movie theater, I'm going to enjoy my movie a lot more. So I would encourage you, if you were anywhere along those same lines where you want to go to movies with your kids, enjoy it, but you're finding yourself like sticker shock like I am when you see the price of it, keep listening, because some people out there have had amazing ideas how to put together these home movie theaters for a fraction of the price. Before the break, we were talking about, I want to make sure I come back to the right spot here, talking about this guy who put it into his basement. Everybody I know has got a room somewhere in their homes that they want to put to better use. In my house, we've got this old Victorian. I adore it. The first place that jumped to mind for a movie theater was maybe the kids' playroom. We just, you know, it's all the wonderful old stuff. The kids are now 10 and 7, but they still have a little television in there. They've got a lot of toys in there. But they're growing out of that stage. I took Robbie's train set out of there, put it in the family room. So there's tons of room in there now. However, I talked about this earlier, I just put in an air hockey set, a gorgeous, amazing $1,000 air hockey set that I got for $20 at Goodwill. It's regular size. It's the kind that you find in an arcade. The kids adore it. It's total fun. I love it because it doesn't require any kind of screens or any kind of video, whatever. It's just air hockey. And I love the sounds of them playing that in there. It takes up the entire room. There's no way we can put in anything in there that would do any kind of a movie theater-like effect. So now I'm leaning towards a basement. We have this incredible basement. It's huge. It is completely run down. It is fully functional. It is structurally outstandingly sound. You could weather out any kind of a weather phenomenon down in that basement. but there's a lot of unfinished space. Here's the thing. With all of the cement walls and the cement ceiling and the cement floor, you have to muffle the sound for this kind of thing, just like this guy did. And he had low ceilings in his basement. He was padding it all up with just the existing, just the regular ceiling tiles. Had those put in? Not so difficult to do yourself, and rather inexpensive to have it done by someone else. That's the first thing that got me thinking that maybe it's something I do in my basement as well. This guy added two layers of common fiberglass insulation, and now suddenly he has a much more wonderful muffled sound in his basement, because otherwise, not going to be the best room for a movie theater. Good stuff. Next up, He installed all the hardware and wiring for lights, speakers, and ceiling-mounted projector. This isn't meant to sound intimidating. What he did, he didn't put a television down there. Instead, he connected with somebody who hooked him up with a DVD projector, which is actually a very cool look. I have a friend of mine who's done this. It is very neat looking, and it's not that expensive to do. For the same reason that acquiring any new electronics is not that expensive anymore, because last year's must-have model has now been eclipsed by this year's must-have model. And so the old one is on Craigslist for next to nothing. So go out there, or even in the electronics stores. They have got tons of the stuff they have to get rid of. Talk to the people there and see what kind of a deal they're willing to cut you for last year's model. Chances are excellent you're going to get an amazing price for it. Okay, next up. Here we go. Finally, install the drop ceiling made of standard fiberglass tiles. Most media rooms are painted black to create a theater-like experience. The hardest part was finding all of the tiles and hardware in black. I have to think to myself, you could paint them black, but maybe I'm wrong. He said he finally found a home improvement store that would special order it for me. If you're unable to find black panels, he says, you can coat them with spray paint. There you go, before installing them. Yeah, duh. I mean, just spray paint them. Whatever. That's my solution to a lot of things, as you well know. So if you find the ceiling tiles, they're white, go ahead and spray paint them black. They're going to be serving you much, much better. He said he completed the ceiling first to minimize the chances of damaging the walls or ruining the carpet. Very smart. Total cost of his 150-square-foot room was under $200 to do the ceiling, which is one of the most important parts. That's cool. That's very cool. All right, now for the wall surfaces. Think about, I realize it's dark in theaters when we go to it. Think about the way the walls of the theater look, okay? Most modern homes have walls made of drywall. Older homes, like mine, have plaster walls, but both materials have terrible acoustics. It's not meant to be a movie theater acoustic, like, wall, all right? So to fix the problem, very easy. He added inexpensive, lightweight acoustic boards in his basement that any home improvement store will carry. Talk to anybody there, they'll point you to the right place. He then had a carpet installer cover them with thin indoor-outdoor carpeting. If you're going to be buying these lightweight acoustic boards at the home improvement store, have them cover them with the lightweight carpet and make sure it's something inexpensive. Make sure it's something that they just want to get rid of. Get the best deal you can on it because you don't care what color that is. Like the kind you'd find covering the walls of many movie theaters, that type of carpeting, just very thin stuff, but outstanding at muffling sound and absorbing sound. That's the kind of sound effect you want for your home movie theater. Says here in the article, again, you're going to want to complete the walls before you start on the floor in order to avoid ruining your floor's carpet. That makes sense. Any of us who have worked on any ceiling or wall project, even painting the windowsills of any room, you do that before you work on the floor if you already have carpeting on your floor, cover it huge because that's going to save you vast amounts of money, time, and stress when you splutch paint or whatever you're working on all over the place. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. So this guy has done the ceiling with the drop tiles. He has taken just lightweight boards that you can get at any home improvement center, and he had the carpet department cover them with a very lightweight, easy-to-do carpeting on the sides for maximum sound absorption. And this really works, guys. I've been in media rooms where they do these simple steps. It makes a huge difference in the sound quality when you're listening to this movie. It could be time for me to up my game just a bit on this because it's pretty neat when you listen to it. So here's what he's done. He did the ceiling. He did the walls. And he says, again, you want to complete the walls? His total cost, ready for this, was under $500 for the acoustic panels, the thin carpet, and the installation. Here's the next thing. If you're doing this yourself, don't feel like you have to do everything perfectly. I have been sent articles and websites, and they even have magazines dedicated to home theater systems. It's really kind of over the top. But don't feel like you have to do everything perfectly. That's something that I've talked about time and again. Don't feel like it has to look like the cover of a magazine for you and your family to enjoy it. But I got to wrap it up. Oh, my God. Tony's wrapping me up here. Hang out for a second, guys. Some of the best tips yet for getting this home movie theater, the envy of the neighborhood, for a lot less than you might think. Hang out. You're going to like it. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, and not too steep, but best of all, cheap and cheap, circumstance.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Adam Savage with MythBusters, and you're listening to the Kristen Hagopian Show. What does this button do? Oh, sorry.
And we are back with the Kristen Hagopian Show, dedicating today's show to making your home theater ideas a reality. Forget all of the shows that would have you think that it has to cost anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000. That is crazy nonsense. Forget about it. Just come back to the sound of my voice. Forget about the magazine covers. Forget about all the ridiculous reality shows. My God, there are actually consultants out there who are making a good for them, very amazing living, consulting people how to put in these huge, unbelievable Hollywood-style movie theaters in people's homes. I don't know anybody who can afford this, and yet it's being done time and again. Good for them. Knock yourself out. You and I both know that you're going to enjoy your movies a lot more if you don't spend a heck of a lot putting in this theater. That's what we're talking about today. Going back to this fantastic article written by, I got to get the name of this guy again, who put a home theater in his own basement for a fraction of the cost. Look up this article for me. How to Build a Home Movie Theater Room on a Budget by Jason Steele. He goes through step by step. And right before the break, we were talking about the wall quality. We were talking about everything else. Let's talk about window coverings. Most people are going to have windows in the rooms where they want to put in a home movie theater. Some of these reality shows have actually taken out the windows. Like, you had to hire a contractor to remove the windows and cover it up with wall instead. I think you know that's not quite my style, but you do want to cover up your windows. If you have windows in your movie room, just block them out. Block out the light when you're doing the movies. It doesn't have to be some dark, you know, Herman Munster type place all the time. Just when you have the movies going on. Room darkening shades, a great option. And they make amazing ones these days. Shades are always good for blocking out the light. They have got special ones out there that make it look like midnight at noon. So go to your home improvement center, get them measured, put them in, see if you like them, especially when you combine them with standard curtains. Works like a charm. You got a pitch dark room, you're going to love the movie in that. Alternatively, you can purchase heavier curtains that are lined to keep out light. Think about the ones in hotel rooms where you close the curtains and it is just pitch dark in there. That's the kind of curtains you can get in there as well. They're beautiful. They're decorative. You can't tell that their main purpose is blocking out light. They're very nice for a room as well. You can install room darkening shades for about $30, which is very economical. And more expensive drapes, I don't know. It depends on the size of your window. I'm thinking they can cost anywhere between $100 to $200 per window. So take it easy with that. You just want them to be decorative. You want them to block out the light, but don't go crazy. Don't go overboard. Get the shades first. Use them with your existing windows. See if you need anything more than that. So spend the $30 per window. And then after that, take a step back, see how much light you got in the room and how much you want to do anything else. I got to be honest with you. I'm not crazy with how dark it gets in movie theaters. You hear these stories about what happens in movie theaters once in a while, once in a very great while. I'm not some conspiracy theory type person. Any kind of, you hear it, stories of what happens in a movie theater are one in a million, literally, probably more than that. But I like it now as a parent to have things just a little bit lighter in a movie theater. So when it comes to my home movie theater, I have zero problem with a little bit of light coming into the room at the same time that I'm enjoying my movie. I can still enjoy all of the plot twists and turns, all of my favorite movie stars, all of my favorite, you know, actors and actresses with a touch of light coming into the room. So when you put your shades up and you realize there's a scooch of light coming back in, you're fine with it. Know that I'm fine with it. Chances are excellent. The neighbors will be fine with it. Don't go crazy about it. Why do I, Tony's looking at me funny, like, why are you going on about this? I saw a show recently about somebody putting one of these movie theaters in. They literally flipped out at a sliver of light that was coming in through the window. And that's when they lost me. People have to get a grip on reality. Light's going to come in through the windows. Deal with it. Enjoy your movie. It's all good. Next up. Okay. We talked about the ceiling. We're all set with the drop ceiling. We talked about the walls, where you're going to be getting very inexpensive just wall panels that you can have your home improvement center cover with very inexpensive, just thin carpeting. Boom, you got that done. We just talked about the windows. Use basic shades for $35 a shade, thereabouts. Get them in there. You're perfect. Now what are we going to? We're going to the floor. Okay? And apparently, according to these movie room buffs, this is one of the most important things you can do. For acoustic reasons, the floor of your movie room should never be on the, you know, should never be outwardly wood, concrete, tile, or linoleum. This made me crack up because that's like the vast majority of floors right now as it is. Obviously, they're talking about carpeting. Now, I'm chuckling because I am married to an Armenian ancestry. They came to this world with this incredible work ethic and a knowledge of all things carpet. I have got carpet all over my house. I think it's against the law to be married to an Armenian and have any kind of hardwood floors. It just doesn't work. And honestly, I adore carpeting. I love walking around in bare feet. I can't stand the feeling of cold floors, so I adore my carpeting. So I have carpeting everywhere already, all right? Just envy my life. I got carpeting everywhere. Not in the bathroom. I had to draw the line there. No carpeting in the bathroom. However, carpeting everywhere else. And I love it. So if you've got any kind of a connection out there for carpeting, this is the time to use it. Use a plush carpet if possible, they're saying on the floor coverings. Not only does it feel phenomenal on your feet, but apparently it also works very well for acoustics and sound control and getting that perfect sound in your wonderful little home movie theater system, okay? He said in his article, I was able to have my carpet installer reuse carpeting that we removed from another room to expose wood floors, which kept cost to a minimum. Very smart. Another place to get a hold of inexpensive carpeting? Talk to your local carpet centers. Here's why, and don't get this vision in your head of like, oh my God, I've got to use somebody else's carpeting that they've walked on, and God knows there could have been pets on it, this kind of thing. No, 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 no. I am talking about newer carpeting. Here's how carpet centers have carpeting that they want to get rid of sometimes. Say they have a huge project, and they had to do this huge room, and this happens all the time. They come in with their rolls of carpeting, and someone accidentally makes a misstep. Maybe they slash it in the wrong place. Maybe there's a run somewhere in the carpeting. It happens with fabric. It happens with carpeting. And the person who is paying top dollar for this carpet understandably says, you know what? No, I don't want this roll of carpet. I want some other roll of carpet. They have to go back. Now they have to unload this damaged, cut into piece of carpet. They want to recoup some of their cost. So they will put it on a huge discount there at the carpet center to try to get rid of it. And that's where you come in and save the day. Get in there. Talk to them what you're looking for, because they probably hear these sort of requests all the time, whether you're talking about doing a movie room or whether or not you're talking about looking for a less expensive piece of carpeting. You don't care if the carpeting is, you know, some color you'd never use. Maybe, you know, a dark blue where you'd never look at it, or a green or whatever else. Keep your options open. Keep your mind open to this kind of thing. The room's going to be dark to begin with. So if you get yourself a fantastic piece of carpeting, the plush carpeting they're talking about, or any carpeting in a basement is going to do huge things to, you know, protect your sound quality. Talk to them about the inexpensive pieces they have in the back. Don't be shy. How many people do I talk to where they say, oh, I can never go into a carpeting place and say, oh, I just really want to, you know, give me the most inexpensive piece of carpeting you have. That trips off my tongue like I was born to say it. I have no issues with going to the manager of a store and saying, I want the most inexpensive piece of carpeting you have. Could I take a look at the stuff in the back that you're trying to get rid of? Go ahead, practice it in front of a mirror. I promise you, you're going to thank yourself later. Talk to them, you get it, do it. Next up, they're talking about colors. Most theaters use colors to control reflections of the light off of the screen and to make the room feel larger. This guy went with a black ceiling, okay, dark navy blue wall coverings, and an off-white color carpet. Interesting. This not only helps with optimal viewing, but also has the effect of making a dark space seem larger than it actually is. Very nice. Professional theaters invest a lot of time in creating the proper lighting system and seating plans to make the experience as enjoyable as possible. We know that. You'll want your room to feel just as comfortable as a movie theater, if not more. It says, as you plan your project, consider these points. The right balance, they're saying. While you want to be able to turn up the lighting before and after watching your movies, too much lighting during the film can hurt the picture quality and diminish your room's overall ambiance. All right, whatever. A windowless room may sound ideal, but you probably still want just a little bit of light while you're watching your movie. Yeah, that's what he's talking to me on that one, because that's what I want. The ideal solution is a dimmable lighting product. Yeah, that works. You can get those at your home improvement center for next to nothing. They're wonderful products. Even I can use them. If I can use them, you can use them. For light direction, he says, position your lighting equipment such that it lights up the room indirectly by shining primarily on the walls and the floor. Again, think about a standard movie theater. That's what they do. Avoid lighting the ceiling as its darkness helps the room feel larger. That makes sense. Same thing. He found low-voltage lights and strung them on cables along each side of the room. They're available for under $100 at home improvement stores. I'm grinning here because the first thing that jumps to mind for me is Christmas lights. Think about that. Low voltage, low wattage. All right. You put them down along the sides of the room. There's your lighting. That's just my recommendation there. Remote controls. Oh, very nice. He says it's nice to dim the lights without getting up. Sweet. If you want to do a remote control, knock yourself out. I love it. Furniture options. It says specially designed home theater seats are luxurious, but they come with a hefty price tag. He is not kidding. I have seen shows in which these chairs are $3,000 a piece. I almost threw up. I can't believe people are paying that. The economical options are reclining chairs or a couch you already own. Again, a couch, very comfy. It's going to absorb sound as well. It says here if you're lucky enough to have the space and want to include two rows of seating, just build a simple wooden platform, 6 to 12 inches high, to elevate the second row. And that has huge brag worthiness with the kids. I'm here to tell you. Cover the platform with carpet, and you're all set. Guys, saving the best for last. Join us after the break. And a couple more tips to make your home movie theater system the best in the neighborhood. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small, but not too steep. The best of all.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey guys, we are back with our final segment of today's show, talking about building your own inexpensive yet fabulous multimedia room, a movie theater, if you will, in your own home. If you have walked into the movie theaters this summer wanting to enjoy a fun movie with your family, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your kids, your girlfriend, and you find yourself broke by the time you even sit in your seats, you know what I'm talking about. We went recently to the movie theaters. Charming movie. I loved it. Disney Pixar has hit it out of the park again. It was adorable. I'm broke now. I'm broke. I'm pulling my pockets inside out. They're broke. Because by the time you're done with this movie, and you're broke. So if you're anything like me, you're thinking about maybe, just maybe, introducing the idea into your consciousness of putting together a fun, specifically for movie, for a movie-like atmosphere in your own home. And then I start looking it up. And of course, there are entities out there that have taken this concept and run with it because they are consultants for putting in these movie theaters in your home, which I find hysterically funny, until I realize that they're lined up with clients. People are spending $10,000 to $15,000 on these movie theater rooms, which astonishingly is even more expensive than going to the movies. So I'd like to introduce a hybrid idea in which we put together an amazing movie theater room for you for a fraction of the $10,000 to $15,000 price tag, and you could do it for far less. I have talked to people who have done it for less than $1,000, including the television, which, again, my concept, this underlying concept at all times. Check out Craigslist or look in the electronics stores for last year's incredible must-have model, because this year it's easily 75% off. Same thing goes with Craigslist. If you happen to purchase anything on Craigslist, my rule is always, 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 say it with me, always meet the person in a mutually convenient spot. If you ever have to meet someone in a home or outside their home, you bring at least one, better yet, two people with you, just to make sure everything is perfectly safe. I have never, ever, in my dozens of Craigslist transactions, ever run into trouble, and I don't want you to ever want to either. It's always important to be safe. I am a huge protection girl. I love the idea of making, too much safety is never enough. So be smart if you're buying stuff on Craigslist. Check out your local electronic stores as well when it comes to the theater screens, when it comes to everything else. You are going to find it for a lot less than you might think, and certainly less than what they're doing with today's movie stuff. It's a little crazy. The more I look at it, the more I have to chuckle. Now, we talked about outfitting your room top to bottom. The acoustic ceilings, just the drop tiles. Go and get some wonderful, when you do the boards for the side of your walls, when you're redoing your walls, if it's a basement, you've got cement walls, you want to put in some drywall, and you put the thin layer of carpeting on it, which I told you in the last segment how to get for next to nothing. Now we're doing the floors again, carpeting, obviously, for best acoustics. Use a fantastic comfy sofa. Don't go crazy with the, you know, the customized chairs. That's crazy. Now we're talking about the actual movies. Here's what you want to do. When you got the equipment, you've got everything installed, here's the movies that I'm talking about. We talk about how, oh, I have to go to the theater. I have to see it first thing. It's a first run. You guys already know that I'm addicted to the Avengers series. Every one of the characters in the Avengers, I adore. Iron Man, clearly my favorite because I think he's everybody's favorite. And the new Iron Man movie. All right, well, one of the things I love to do for my husband's and my birthdays, we're only a day apart with our birthdays, is go to the movies. And we just didn't make it there this year. And you know what? I'm not heartbroken because they're over the top, ridiculously expensive. And I think to myself, why do I keep sucking myself into this idea that I got to see something in the movie theater when it's going to be available on Blu-ray, DVD, something else within easily a month or two after it's out of the theaters. So I wanted to, case in point, I am looking here on movies.com and it tells me exactly what is available now on DVD and Blu-ray. DVD now available. Home, Disney Pixar movie. Really cute. It got great reviews. I think Ben Lyons mentioned it again a couple of weeks ago. Highly recommended. This next one, have you guys ever seen this? I heard about this. I'm actually a big Russell Crowe character, a big fan of his. Gladiator, Beautiful Mind, that guy. It's a fantastic movie. It's called The Water Diviner. Okay? And it's apparently, brief description here, an epic adventure set 4 years after the devastating, oh, he's going to have me make a click on this kind of thing. But I heard about it. It's supposed to be very good. That is out now. That's available now. Next up, color me happy, X-Men Days of Future Past. Okay? That is out now. Next up, The Longest Ride. I love it. All of these great all these great movies that were in the theater seemingly now all available on Blu-ray, DVD. Here's the next thing, though. Yes, we're all excited these movies are on DVD and Blu-ray. Don't go out and buy them on DVD and Blu-ray. Get to your local library and check them out for maybe $2. Play them in your wonderful, new, inexpensive home movie theater, and everyone is a winner. I can smell the popcorn popping now. You're allowed to put extra butter on that popcorn, gang. You should pat yourself on the back for putting it out there, getting your home movie theater. And also, I got to tell you, so many benefits to putting together this home movie theater system. I think that the kids are going to appreciate it the most for a number of reasons. Number one, they can brag about it to the other kids. Hey, come on over and see the latest movie in our home movie theater. It's fun. Then they can come over and they can show how inexpensively it's been done. The parents can come by when they're dropping off their kids and you're all talking and you see this movie theater. Yeah, we did it for only a couple $100. It gets people thinking. You don't have to go for the most inexpensive, let's compete with everybody in the neighborhood type thing. And still, you'll have the best movie theater out there around. That is what I absolutely adore about this. Here, I promised that this segment was going to be all about the fabulous movies that are out right now. And frankly, the names are so great. I've got to go see that X-Men one. Have you seen the X-Men? Tony hasn't seen it either. How could you have? You're not married. You don't have any kids. Why aren't you in the movies more? All right, whatever. Your private life is your own. Next one up, Paul Blart, Mall Cop. I'm sorry, this cracks me up. Sometimes when you just need a little bit of brain candy, something to crack up about, that could be just the thing. Ooh, this one's supposed to be good too. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel. Again, I'm 47 now. I just turned 47 because July is my birthday. You know that. Just turned 47. Thank you very much. I got wonderful happy birthday notes from so many people. It was so great. But you can tell I'm showing my age when I'm getting really jazzed about seeing the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. I love every single actor in there. You've got Richard Gere. You've got Dame Judi Dench. You've got Maggie Smith. All of these fantastic people. And it's supposed to be an amazingly good movie. That's what I'm talking about. Next up, let's see. It Follows. I don't know what that's about. Looks kind of creepy. No, thank you. Ex Machina. Looks kind of Terminator-ish with a lady. So enjoy the visual on that one. The Longest Ride. Woman in Gold. Kill Me Three Times. Can we be a little more violent? Can we get a few more violent, you know, more violent movies out here? I don't want to be the only movie that I see this year. I've seen so many kids' movies, and they're wonderful and adorable. I need some adult movies, but can we not be blowing people's heads off? Is that too much to ask these days? I guess so. Next up, Arnold Schwarzenegger in Maggie. Don't know what that's about, but I'm somewhat a fan of his. Could be worth seeing. Next up, Slow West. All right, all kinds of cool stuff here. Going to the next page. And these are all available now. I love this. Oh, my God. Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart in Get Hard. That sounds hysterical, and I love that one. Guys, that's what I'm talking about. Find me online. The day has flown. The show has flown by. Find me online. Tell me your ideas for great home movie theater systems. Tell me your success stories. I want to hear them all. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.